The sixth Perek in Pirkei Avos has an interesting thing which we don't have in any other of the Perekim of Pirkei Avos. I don't even know if we have it anywhere else in Mishnayos. And that is, we have an introduction, psicha, an introduction. And what the introduction has eight words to it. Shanu chachamim bilshon ha-mishnah baruch shebachar bohem uvim mishnasam. The translation is, the chachamim learned in the language of the Mishnah, blessed is Hashem who chose them, the Chachamim, and their Mishnah. What is it saying here? It's like a riddle. So the simple pshat, the Medrash Shmuel says, is, as we explained, that this perek is brisas, it's not Mishnayos, and it's coming to tell you that the Chachamim learned the Mishnayos in the same Lashon as the Mishnah. Just like the Mishnayos that Rebbe put together, so too the Braisa that we're going to have in the sixth Perek of Pirkei Avos is written in the same style as the Mishnayos. And therefore we end off by saying, don't think the Braisas are any less than the Mishnayos. Baruch Shebachar Bohem Uve Mishnasam. Blessed is Hashem, he chose them and their Mishnah. The Medrash Shmuel says this is to tell you, don't look at the Braisa that it's unimportant. It's not as important as the Mishnah, because it wasn't put in the Mishnayos by Rebbe. It was left outside, Braisa. It was left outside, but it's still just as important. Many times in the Gemara will bring a Mishnah, and the Gemara will say, well, we have a difficulty because we have a Braisa against the Mishnah. Then we have to reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa, but you don't say, oh, forget, who cares, it's only a Braisa. No, the Braisa is equal to in importance to the Mishnah. That's the simple pshat. I just want to tell you a beautiful pshat I once saw from a Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro said the Mishnah, the Hakdama here, this unique introduction is trying to explain something else. Why did Rebbe put in Pirkei Avos the names of the people who said the various Mishnayos? For example, it says Shimon HaTzadik says that the world is on three things: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. There's no one argues with that. Everybody agrees the world that the Yiddishkeit is based on learning Torah, davening or bringing karbanis, and doing kindness. So why do you have to say who said it? So yes, it says in Pirkei Avos itself that there's kol oimer davar b'shem avmoray mevi gula loylam. If you say something in the name of the one who said it, then you bring redemption to the world. But that is when it's something that maybe there's different people argue about. But if everybody agrees to it, there's no argument. The main reason that the names are always put in Mishnayos is because if you see Rabbi Akiva says one statement here, and you find that Rabbi Akiva in a different place says something that looks contradictory, so you could say, hey, this is a contradiction. And we'll have to answer the contradiction. Rabbi Akiva here was speaking about one case. Here, Rabbi Akiva was speaking about a different case. But in Pirkei Avos, what contradictions are you going to find? And it's things that everyone agrees to. What's the necessity to say who said what? So, Shanu Chachamim B'Shana Mishnah. Do you know why Pirkei Avos was written like all other Mishnayos? Even though perhaps here it's not so important to say who said it. I have the answer for you. You know what the answer is? Baruch Shebachar Bohem Uve Mishnasam. Because Rebbe wanted to tell you that in Pirkei Avos, it's not just what was said, but who said it. The person who said it, he lived. He lived the way. When it says that Shimon HaTzadik said, Shloish Dvar Ma'olam Oymed Al Torah Val Voida Val Gemis Chasadim, it's not just, others say, in Pirkei Avos you find many times it says, Hu Hoya Oymer. So, simple pshat is, Hu Hoya Oymer used to say it a lot of times. You heard it many times from him. But others say it means, Hu Hoya, his Hoya, his Havaya, his essence, his being, Omer. When you looked at him, it used to say the following. So the same thing over here. Baruch Shebachar Bohem Uve Mishnasam. Blessed is Hashem who chose them and what they said. In other words, they were no doresh v'no mekayim. Not like some people are doresh v'eina mekayim. They speak beautifully, but then in their own lives, they don't even do what they tell other people to do. No. The Chazal, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzal, used to give a shir in Pirkei Avos in Muncie. When I first moved to Muncie, I used to attend it, and he would always show that what was said in Pirkei Avos, he would bring a story from the Gemara to show that the Tana, who said that mission in Pirkei Avos, in a story that happened, that's how he lived. So that's what it's telling you. You know why in Pirkei Avos the names are given? Not so much because who said it, just to know who said it, because everybody agrees to all this. But the main reason was, the Rebbe wanted to show you, Hashem chose them and their Mishnah. They lived by their Mishnah. The only question that we have on this is from Shammai. We all know, Shammai says in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak, having mekabel es kol ha'adam b'sefer panim yafos. Every person you have to greet in a very friendly manner. So we know the story of Shammai and the ger. The ger came to Shammai and he said, I want to become a ger, but on the condition that you teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So it says that Shammai he had a beam in his house, and he gave him a knock, knocked him out of the door. What kind of crazy thing is teaching you the whole Torah while you're standing on one foot? He went to Hillel, and Hillel said, what you don't like someone to do to you, the golden rule of Hillel, Ma'ad Aloch Sani L'Chavruch L'Savit, V'Havt L'Reach HaKamoicha, what you don't want someone to do to you, you don't do to somebody else. So how could Shammai say, Heve Mekabalus Kol Adam B'Sever Panim Yafois, and in his own life, he took a stick, a beam, and knocked the guy out of the house? Is that Mekabal B'Sever Panim Yafois? So there's two answers that I've seen on this question. The first answer is that Shammai, after he saw the success that Hillel had, when Hillel was nice to the ger, and he made him a ger, and the gerim then all, there's a few stories in the Gemara where Hillel brought the gerim, the goyim near, they became gerim, and Shammai pushed them away. When Shammai saw the success of Hillel, then he said, that Mishnah, what he said in Pirkei Avos, happened after the story. Then he said, oh, I see Hillel's right. Having Mekabel as kol adam, even someone asks a crazy question like, teach me the Torah 1 foot, you have to also Mekabel him, you could be Mekar of him also. That's one answer. And the second answer I heard is, differently, that says, having Mekabel as kol ha'adam, b'sever panim yafos. He has to be an adam, a mensch, a person who asks a ridiculous question. Shammai shita, Hillel held, even then you have to makarv. But Shammai said, he's not acting like a mensch. He's acting like a meshuganer. He said, teach me the Torah on 1 foot. Him, you don't have to makarv with sever panim yafos. That's another answer. But whatever the answer may be, we always have to reconcile what they did with what they said. Because by us, there's no such thing as noa doirish, the ain'a noa mekayim. It's borach shebacher bohem uva mishnasim. This is the end to the hagdama of the sixth perek in Pirkei Avos. We are now ready to begin the sixth perek of Pirkei Avos, the brises of perek kinyan Torah. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Rab Meir Oimer. Rab Meir says, Kol ha'oisik b'Torah l'shmo, whoever is engaged in Torah for its own sake, zochel l'dvorim harbe, he merits many things. Let us analyze these words carefully. First of all, what does it mean, kol ha'oisik? Why doesn't it say, kol ha'lomed Torah l'shmo? Osek, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, is like someone who runs a business. His mind is constantly on his business from early in the morning till late at night. I once was privileged to hear a shir das from Rav Mordechai Gifter Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Tells in Cleveland, Ohio, on the words that we say during Chanukah, Zeidim biyad oskei sorasecha. And he defined oskei sorasecha with a story that took place in Mexico, where he went to a certain Gvir, a rich man, on behalf of the yeshiva, he went late at night, around 10 o'clock in the evening, and he's told by the Bnei Bayis that the rich man is still at his business. It is best to see him early in the morning, 6 o'clock, he's in his business. So Reb Gifter, what does one not do for a yeshiva? He gets up early in the morning, he's there 6 o'clock at the person's business office, and the person is already busy with a telegram from Paris, a long-distance phone call from London, and Rav Gifter asks him, I don't understand. You're here at your business from early in the morning until late at night. Yesterday I was at your house in the evening. You were not home yet. Today you're already at your business early in the morning. Please explain this to me. You're a wealthy man. Why do you have to put in so much time in your business? And the wealthy man explained to Reb Gifter, when a person opens a business, he may become a millionaire. But as Chazal tell us, if a person has 1 million, he wants 2 million. A person doesn't open up a business to close it after he's made $1 million. And in order to sustain a business, one must be at the business from early in the morning to late at night. That, says the Chafetz Chaim, is kol ha'oseik. A person has to treat Torah as a business where his mind is constantly on Torah and where he is engaged with Torah from early in the morning to late at night. But how is he engaged in Torah? Kol ha'oseik b'Torah lishma. What does lishma mean? Lishma means that a person has no other interest other than knowing what the Torah states in order to fulfill what he learned in the Torah, which is the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the commandment of Hashem. We've already learned in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel that Antignish Yisochel tells us that a person should not serve Hashem in order to get reward, but rather his service to Hashem in this world should be shaloi amenas lekabel pras. For example, a person gives charity, matan beseser. Rabbi Wein points this out in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos. He's giving it anonymously. No one in the shul knows that he is the one who has put in this money, in the pushka, a large sum of money to help the shul, matan beseser. He will not get recognition for it in this world. But even if he gives the tzedakah with the hope and aspiration to get reward in the next world, that's still not Torah lishma. And therefore, there were chachamim tzaddikim who used to do mitzvos. The story is told of the Baal Shem Tov, of the Vilner Goin, that he was given a esrog, it was the only esrog in the city, on the condition that the reward from his mitzvah would go to the person who had given him the esrog. And the Vilner Goin, the Baal Shem Tov, they were more than happy to do the mitzvah, the will of Hashem, even though it meant that the other person would be getting the reward. That is a madrega of Torah lishma. Rav Wein points out that svarim that were written by anonymous mechabrim, such as the Chafetz Chaim or the Chazon Ish, only later was it discovered who wrote those svarim. Or in the case of the Orchas Sadikim that was written in the time of the Rishonim, until today we do not know who the author of the Orchas Sadikim is. That is an example of Torah lishma, where one is marbitz Torah without any thought of recognition, only for the sake of being marbe kvot shemayim in this world. Reb Aaron Kotler Zitzel, when he established the yeshiva of Lakewood, based Medrash Gavoa, the purpose was Torah lishma, only for the sake of learning and practicing the Torah. And the yeshivas of old felt that even to give smicha, even to give rabbinic ordination, that was also Torah shelo lishma. It was for lahavdil, a degree. That's not Torah lishma. And therefore, smicha in the old yeshivas, as Rav Wein points out, were given by Rabbonim in the city. But the yeshiva itself, people knew that the purpose of learning in the yeshiva is for the sake of Torah itself. It is said over that Rav Huttner Zitzel used to cherish the times when he was able to discuss with Rav Aaron Kotler Zitzel Limud HaTorah, because invariably he would be able to hear from the holy mouth of Rav Aaron Zitzel the concept of Teira Lishmo, the way Rav Aaron said those two words of our Mishnah. And Rav Huttner cherished hearing those words, Teira Lishmo, from the mouth of Rav Aaron Kotler Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Whoever is Osek, he engages in Torah Lishma, Zoichel L'dvorim Harbe. The simple pshat is all of the items that we're going to enumerate here in our Mishnah. However, the Medrash Shmuel tells us that the items that are mentioned in our Mishnah are like spiritual things. What our Mishnah is discussing right at this point, Rav Meir is saying that if you're Osek in Torah Lishma, not only will you get all the spiritual things that are enumerated further in our Mishnah, but Zoche L'dvorim Harbe, you merit many good things in this world. And perhaps one of them is Olam Hazeh itself, which Rav Aaron Kotler Zitzel addressed in a conversation with someone who told him that he unfortunately cannot learn anymore and he has to go out into the business world. He has to support his family. And Rav Aaron said, I feel bad for you, not about your Olam Haba, but about your Olam Hazeh, this world. You were able in the yeshiva to delve into Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Ktsois, Rabbi Chaim Alevi. You were able to delve into the profundities of Torah. I feel bad that you're losing your Olam Hazeh. And perhaps that is part of the Zoichel Dvorim Harbe. A person has a fantastic gishmak, enjoyment in this world when he's Isaac in Torah Lishma. V'loyoid. And not only is he Zoichel Dvorim Harbe, Ella, continues the Mishnah, Shekola Olam Kulei Kedai Huloi. The whole world is worthy for this person because the Pasuk says, Bereishis Bora Lekim. Chazal tell us that Beis Reishis, the Torah was created for, the world was created for Torah, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, as we have a Pasuk in Mishlei, Perichas Pasuk Chav Beis, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darkoi, and that is referring to Torah. So we see Torah is called Reishis, and for that Reishis, that is why Hashem created the world. And this person is learning that Torah for which the world was created. And therefore, Kol Ha'olam Kulei, the entire world in its entirety, Kulei, Kedai Huloi, it's worthy for that person because he, through his Torah Lishma, is sustaining the whole world because the world will, if, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner points out to us, if the world for 1 second would be absent someone in the world learning Torah, the world would come to an end. Nikra, he is called Reya, a friend of Hashem, Ohuv, beloved, and the Chassid Yaivet says that these words go together because there's two type of friends. There is a friend who's not a Ohuv, he's not beloved, and there's a friend, a higher level, who's beloved. So a person who learns Torah Lishma is a beloved friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyev es hamokoyim, he loves Hashem because he's learning Torah out of love. Oyev es habrias, he loves people. And the Tiferes Yisrael points out that even people who are mekulkol in their midos, they do not have fine character traits, but he loves them for the simple reason that brios, they are creations of Hashem, and that's why he loves them. He loves everyone. Mesameach es hamokoyim, he makes Hashem happy because the purpose that Hashem created the world, as the Mefarshim explained, is because Hashem is a toiv and a meitiv. In order to do good to others, you have to have others to do good to. So Hashem created mankind, and the person who learns Torah Lishma, so he, in his chus, Hashem is able to give reward to the entire world, and that's the will of Hashem. That's why He created the world, because He's good and He does good to others. And this loy meitar lishmo is enabling Him to do good to others. That makes Hashem happy. He's mesameach samakim. And the mankind that's the beneficiary of the goodness that Hashem does to the world, mesameach habriyos, the Medrash Shmuel says, he thereby is making people happy as well. And what else does Torah do to a person? Torah that's learned, Isaac lishma mabashtei anava v'yira. It clothes him with humbleness and with fear of Hashem. Umachshartan, it prepares him liyos to be a tzaddik, a righteous person, v'chassid, one who does even more than the din requires, l'fnim yishur sadin, v'yashar, and a straight person, v'neman, and a faithful person. Umachaktoi minachet, it takes him away from sin. It brings him close to merit. And people have pleasure from him. Eitzah, counsel. They can seek counsel with him. Visoshia, and wisdom. Bina, understanding. Ugvura, and strength. Or courage. Shenamar, the Pasuk says in Mishlei. Torah is speaking about itself in Mishlei Ches Yadalid. Li Eitzah, to me, Torah is counsel, visoshia, and wisdom. Ani bino, I am understanding. Li Gvura, to me, is strength and courage. And the person who learns Torah acquires those attributes. V'noisenes loy malchus, and it gives a person who learns Torah lishma, it gives him kingdom. As the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph tells us, minayin shechachamim nikru malachim. How do we know that the Chachmei Yisrael are called kings? Man malchei rabbanon. Who are kings? The rabbis. Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei Ches Tezvav, be malachim yimloichu. Through me, through the Torah, kings will become kings. And it also gives this person memshola, dominion. As the Gemara in Brachas Davav Amid Bey says, kol adam sheyesh bo yirah shamayim, devar of nishmam. Whoever has fear of heaven, his words will be heard by others. The chikr din, it gives him analytical judgment, that he's able to be done din emes lamitoi. He can clearly see the merits of a case, and he judges the case 100% correct. Umegalin loy raze tyra, as the pasuk says in Tilim per chavches pasuk yudalid, soid Hashem li reyav, the secrets of Hashem go to those who fear Hashem. So to him is revealed the secrets of the Torah. Menasseh, and this person, as far as wisdom is concerned, he becomes kemayin amizgaber, like a steadily strengthening fountain. Ukenor she'ena poisek, and like a river that has no end. Veheve, and he becomes tsanua, modest, ve'erech ruach, and slow to anger. The Medrash Shmuel tells us that there is a difference between the terms erech apayim and erech ruach. Erech apayim means that he gets angry, but he holds his anger in. He may get angry at an appropriate time later on. However, erech ruach means that he does not get angry at all. That's what the Torah enables a person to do. Umoichel al aboni, and if he's shamed, he forgives his shame. Umegadaltoi, and the Torah lifts him up, raises him, umeroimamtoi, al kol amasim, on all the deeds. As the Medrash Shmuel explains, that here is a tzaddik who does maisim toivim. Normally, the person would be proud of the great actions that he has done. In the case of a person who learns Torah Lishma, that the maisim are proud of the person who did those maisim. The person himself becomes even greater than the actions, the great actions that he has performed. Umegadaltoi, umeroimamtoi, it lifts him, it raises him up, al kol amasim, even higher than all the great actions he has done, and the great actions are proud of the person, the melamed Torah lishma, the lomed Torah lishma, who has done those actions. Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bechol Yoim Vayoim, each and every day, Baskol Yoites Mehar Chorev, a sound, a voice, we'll discuss what this Baskol actually is, it goes out from Har Chorev. Har Chorev is
another name for Har Sinai, Umachrezes, and it proclaims, Vaymeres, and it says, this Basco says, Oy lehem lebrius, woe to humanity, may alboina shel Torah from the shame that they are bringing to the Torah if they do not learn Torah. Shekol mi she'ena oisik b'Torah, whoever does not learn Torah diligently, nikra nozef, he is considered rebuked, he's a menuda, as Rashi says, he's an excommunication. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, Nezem Zov Be'af Chazir, a golden ring in the nose of a swine, is the same as Isha Yofa, a beautiful woman, Vesoras Tam, and she turns away from good judgment. In other words, the Chazir dirties the beautiful gold ring that it has in its nose. So too, the woman, she may be beautiful, but if her actions show that she has lost good judgment, so that also sullies her beauty. And so too, the person who knows Torah and does not pursue Torah, does not learn Torah diligently, he is also muddying and making dirty the beautiful Torah. The Omer, and the Pasuk says in Shmos, Lamed Beis Tazayin, Vahaluchos Masa Elikim Hema, the Luchos were made by Hashem, Vahmichtav, the script, Michtav Elikim, who is the script of Hashem, Chorus ala Luchos, that script was engraved on the Luchos, Al Tikra Chorus, don't read the word as engraved, Elacherus, freedom, She'ein Lach Ben Chayrin, Elamisha Isaac B'Talmud Torah, there is no free person unless he learns Torah, because only through Torah can he be free from his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination, and the desires of his heart. As Chazal tell us, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Li Torah Tavlin. The only antidote for the Yetzer Hara is learning Torah. The Chol, Misha Oisik B'Torah Tadir, whoever learns Torah constantly, Harez Dem Es'ala, he becomes elevated. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Bamidbor, Per Chofal, Pasuk Yates, Umi Matana Nachliel, and from the place called Matana, Klal Yisrael went to Nachliel, Umi Nachliel Bamos, from Nachliel they went to Bamos. Actually, the Pasuk begins earlier, Umi Midbor Matana, and the Gemara in Erev and Nundal Ramad Aleph explains they if a person places himself like this midbar that everybody steps on him, he's an onav talmudim is kan biyada, then his talmud, his learning, stays with him, the Torah nitnas loy b'matana, and then the Torah is given to him as a present from Hashem. So that's what it means, umi midbar matana. And then continues the pasuk in our Mishnah, umi matana, once he receives the Torah as a matana, nachli el. V'kiven Chazal say, shenitnu loy b'matana, nachloy kale. Hashem is his inheritance. Shenemar u'matana nachli el. And v'kiven shenachloy kale, continue Chazal, oyla l'gdula. Then he comes great, shenemar, and that's where our Mishnah concludes the Pasuk, umi nachli el bomos. Once Hashem is his inheritance, he becomes bomos, he becomes elevated, and that's what the Mishnah says here, kol misha oisik b'Torah tadir, hareze mis'ala. Now, exactly what this baskoil is, we have various pshatim. The Tosis Yontif and Yevamos tells us that baskoil sheniskar harbi pamim b'divrei chazal, the baskoil that we find many times in Chazal, hu hakoil shenishtamshim boi la'achar shepaskan nevuah. When nevuah ended, there came out a sound, v'hu koil mechudish l'shaitoim ha'bor yizborach l'yidia soydei l'yireyav. This was a sound that Hashem created that was not like nevuah. The Marat Zchias in Sanhedrin tells us it's bas koil, it's feminine, not ben koil, because it is less powerful than nevuah. It's like a female who has less strength than a male. So this is the baskol that Hashem made after nevuah to impart his secrets to those who fear him. The Medrash Shmuel says on our Mishnah that we have to understand that if this baskol is going out to warn people from degrading the Torah, and they should learn Torah all the time. So why don't we hear it? We never hear this paskal. And that's why the Medrash Shmuel wants to say that this is only a mashal, since the Torah was given at the Har Sinai. And there, Klal Yisrael swore to Hashem that they would be busy with Torah day and night. So if Klal Yisrael is not busy with Torah, they have to think as if from Har Sinai itself there is a sound coming out and proclaiming, Olam Lebriyo Yismael Boinah Shel Torah. Rav Wein brings down the Kotzker, who says that when Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, go and to the land that I will show you and you'll become a great nation, that sound was really sent to the whole world. It was only Avram who tuned in, just like any place where a person is. If somebody's listening to this recording, so there are sound waves going through the place where they are listening to it, and the person is not attuned to it. He has to adjust the frequency on his radio. There might be all kinds of frequencies coming in. He has to adjust it to the right frequency of the station that he wants to listen to. So the message was sent through the airwaves to the whole world, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha. It was only Avram who tuned into that frequency, and he took up the challenge of Hashem to create a new nation of the Am HaNifcher of Klal Yisrael. I believe that I've once heard that whenever a person has guilt feelings and he's doing something and he says to himself, oh, I really should be learning now, that those pangs of guilt, that's the bus coil that Hashem sends out to every person. Recently, someone told me a story. He once asked Rav Eliashiv Zitzal, after he got married, he wanted to go with his wife. It was right after the Six-Day War. He wanted to go to the Golan to see, and the Golan is considered Chutz La'aretz, and he had a question. Should he be allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? He went to ask Rav Eliashiv this shaila, and the gut reaction of Rav Eliashiv was, why go? It's Bittul Torah. Later on, Rav Eliashiv said, if you have to go, it's mutter to go. But his gut reaction, Rav Eliashiv, who cherished every moment of his life, the great Shakdon that became world famous in his Hasmada Batoira, he tuned into that frequency, to that baskol, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yoytzes me'archoyrev machrezes v'yoymeres oylem lebriyos me'albonu shal Torah. May we be zoiche to tune in constantly in our lives to that frequency.